And what most people are doing is they're looking for opportunities, but the real, you know, they get an email in their inbox and oh, hot business opportunity. They go to it and they get a bit excited about it, about joining this affiliate program. They're thinking about it. But what they don't realize is that same opportunity that they just received or they're looking at or they found is being exposed to thousands of other people. So you're really entering a saturated market. Unless you can get, even if you're selling affiliate products, I'm sure from your experience, until and unless you can find a way to enter someone's life from a unique perspective,
yep,
you will not be successful selling that affiliate product because it's saturated. So for instance, if you had a website on internet marketing tips that everybody has,
yep,
you're trying to sell an internet marketing product, you might get some sales where it's not going to be very exciting for you.
Yep.
But if you make a website, for instance, on solving a unique problem,
uh-huh,
for instance, how to increase the result of your results guarantee on your website.
Yeah.
So if your whole website is dedicated to solving that problem for people and you have an e-sign on that, you're entering someone's life from a unique perspective, a niche market again, a niche problem, and you sell an affiliate product on how to improve your sales copy that's related to that problem, you'll have much greater results and it goes for everything. So what we were doing before with a financial product with Toby, selling a saturated product, the saturated market, you know, how to make money on the internet, everybody's selling that.
Yeah.
Going back to this, I mean, I would never give up this concept for anything else. That's exactly what I'll be doing for the rest of my life.
This is fantastic. So have you actually, now you're only 20 years old, have you had to go out and get a normal, so what we old guys would call a normal job?
Yes, I have. I mean, I worked at a gas station. I mean, I think about this almost every single day. I worked at a gas station and a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
The restaurant wasn't so bad, but the gas station was really, I mean, I'm not going to name the company, I might get sued. let's just say it rhymes with Chevron.
Yeah.
I worked there for a long time, and it was absolutely horrible, you know, pumping gas every single day in the heat and snow, because I live in Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
At the time, it was pretty cold during the winter. Walking around a lot, pumping cars with freezing rain or freezing snow.
Right, yeah.
8 hours at a time with no breaks. You know, working for a measly $8 an hour, which after taxes came back to like down to like $5 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, how much can you make in a day working at a gas station? Canadian money, you know, 8 hours of work, $64 net profit, you know, gross profit for you. After taxes, you'll make about $50.
Yeah.
$50 Canadian. I make that much with one sale of my product right now. I don't have to
exactly
do anything for it. So, I mean, I think about that every single day when I drive past the same gas station that I worked by. Thinking, oh my God, you know, I'm really doing this. I'm not really working for my money. I'm driving somewhere. People are paying me money for it.
And now somebody's pumping you
money. Money every single day from all around the world. I don't even know them. It's an amazing concept. I encourage everybody to explore that concept.
So is this the powerful sleep then? Is it your first, basically your first, I guess your second, but your first successful product online?
Yes, this is my number one first successful product. I mean, I wouldn't call myself an internet marketing guru. I would call myself a baby boomer of the internet marketing, a late baby boomer of the internet marketing world, because I just got into this. I knew all these concepts. I knew so many marketing theories, so many, you know, get-rich-quick theories, but the problem is, again, information overload. You know, you got so much information, and you just don't know what to do with it. What made me successful, what made us successful, Toby and I, is we focused on one concept, and we stuck to that concept. What most people are doing, Terry, and I read your bio on your website, and you suffer the same problem, you know, they have so many opportunities in front of them.
Yeah.
They don't. Oh, let's work on all of them at once and they get super rich.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. You have to throw everything out, take one idea, and work with it until it works.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, I'll tell you, anything can work. Anything in the world works. Any opportunity can make you uber lots of money.
Yeah.
Whether you're in network marketing, MLM, most people think that MLM won't make you money because it's, you know, saturated and hard, but it can make you money. Anything in MLM can make you money. Internet marketing, starting your own business offline, online, getting into mail order, anything can make you money, but you have to stick with one thing to the end. More disempowering than having to focus on all kinds of things and not finishing a single one of those ideas.
Right. Yeah.
The more you don't finish your ideas, the more you don't finish your projects, your goals, the more you don't really move all the way through them, the more discouraged you become and the more that belief builds in your mind that, you know, maybe you're not meant to succeed. It's not because you're not meant to succeed, you're just following the wrong strategy. So my advice, I mean, if you take one thing from this interview, to those people that are listening, if you take this and run with it, this concept of taking one thing in your life and really optimizing it to its fullest strength and throwing everything outside the window, you will see miraculous results in your life. I guarantee that.
That, and you've actually given us an absolutely fantastic solution and diagram for actually going ahead and making a product, and that's fantastic. Now, the main question that I would have then is, theoretically, you're not really an expert on sleep, right?
Theoretically, I'm not.
You've read a book, and you have good information.
Yeah.
Now you put together the product. How do you know what you've put together? How do you know that actually works? Have you tested it, or?
We have hundreds of testimonials on our website, Terry, and I get emails from people every single day. I mean, there's a one woman, she's 60 years old. She emailed us, and she couldn't afford our product. We gave it to her for free. I do that every single day, by the way. I mean, in the future, if you have your own product and somebody asks you for it for free, give it to them, because they definitely need it. And it's just a law of the way the universe works. If you give something, you will get it back. And if you're not from that person, most likely not from that person, but the universe will give it back to you. So I firmly believe. But anyway, we gave this product to her, and she was on sleeping pills for the past 21 years. Her life was miserable. She woke up every single day at 3 o'clock. She slept for, 14 hours at a time. She was low in energy. Her skin was horrible. She was just in pain constantly. It was horrible. That's what the story she told me. So I felt, heartfelt. I gave her some advice. I give her, And I get email from her every single day, Terry, because after only 3 days of reading my book, she was feeling fantastic. She stopped taking pills. Her skin, turned a bright red color, and she felt young again. She started doing her gardening work again. She went to her doctors, and her doctors were amazed. Like, what happened to you? We gave you all these pills. Are you taking your pills, taking more pills or something? Yeah. It's like, no, I actually came off my pills, and I'm very happy about that. And her friends were coming up to her, and they were complimenting on her energy and her skin and how energetic she is. So she emails me almost every single day and thanks me for the thing and offers to pay me. I said, I don't want your money. Tell other people about this product. I mean, people email me all the time, maybe with not those results, because not everybody's in that situation, but it does improve their life. That's one of the things, again, kind of method number one. I would not be able to sell this, Terry, if I knew it didn't help people.
Excellent. Yeah.
It has to have some help. I mean, that's one of the things people, one of the biggest blocking beliefs from creating wealth in your life. A lot of people think they're not worthy to be rich. And a lot of people are actually waiting for a moment in their life where some force will come along and say, you are worthy now. That's never going to come along, by the way. You have to create your own worthiness. One of the most powerful things about internet marketing is it allows you to touch people's lives. Even if you're selling a simple product, if I'm looking at my phone here right now, let's say you write an ebook on how to improve your dialing capabilities or something. If you have dyslexia, you can write an ebook. No, that'd be bad because you can't read the ebook with dyslexia. Coming back, let's say I write an ebook on how to improve your experience with a phone somehow. I don't know how that would sell, but let's say I did that and it improved someone's capabilities to use the phone. That's not much of a difference in their life, But still, you gotta ask yourself, how does this really improve people's lives?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're selling, fascinating. I learned this from Jay Abraham. Whatever you're selling, you will never really get super rich. You will never get the feeling of ultimate wealth. You will never get the feeling of having true wealth in your life, true happiness with your business, until and unless you can realize and ponder how your product really affects people's lives. Am I really selling an ebook about sleep? Or am I selling a bright, sunny morning where someone wakes up next to their wife and they're feeling brightly energetic at 5 a.m. in the morning and they go for a wonderful run and the dogs are cheering and the kids are laughing when they come home, they're eating cereal and they're all happy and you kiss your wife and things are just wonderful and you have energy throughout the whole day and you come home and you feel absolutely wonderful and you make a love to your wife and everything's fine and you wake up next day feeling, oh my God, I'm so glad I purchased this product because you're not selling an ebook. I'm really selling the results that that person is going to experience in their life. Are you selling, right now you're doing an interview with me, are you really selling interviews? Are you really giving interviews to people? Are you giving them the experience of confidence and certainty and having the ability to, play back information and feel knowledgeable and feeling confident about your success on the internet right now? That's the most powerful thing you can realize. And until and unless you can realize that with your product, and you can ask yourself, what am I really selling, and paint that picture, then you will not develop wealth. Because knowing that result that you give to people will give you so much inspiration to go further than 99% of the people out there, 99% of the internet marketers, because most people on the internet, even if they're really successful, they're making $10,000 a month, like I am right now with this product, mm-hmm. at the minimum traffic, they still don't feel that level of success, that level of certainty, level of fulfillment.
Because they're not doing something that's actually helping people? Or?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they are, but they're not really realizing. They're thinking, well, I'm selling an internet marketing book, but they're not realizing that they're really selling the results. They're really selling wealth. You're selling a book on internet marketing. You're not selling a book on internet marketing. You're selling a blueprint to a gigantic result in your life, you know, financial freedom, waking up every single day and not having to work, you know.
Yep.
I make money every single day. I mean, I get paid even for going to the bathroom. That's what you're really selling, that happiness, you know.
Exactly.
You got to realize, this is a very fascinating concept. And if you're listening right now, write this down, because it's one of the most profound things I've ever heard. You're not selling... Again, you're not selling an e-book. You don't sell cars. We don't sell phones or interviews. We don't even sell underwear. We sell results. Everything that you buy, you're not buying it because you think it's logical to buy that. You know, I'm walking along in a furniture shop and I think, it's logical for me to buy this chair right now. No, you're buying it because you want a result in your life. Subconsciously or consciously, you want a result of sitting in your living room and sitting on that chair and feeling the warmth beneath your tissue and watching TV. That's the result. And whenever you're selling something, think about the result you're really selling. Whenever you're writing sales copy, that really helps you. That will really tremendously help you because you'll know you're not trying to sell this book. You're trying to sell a result that the book is going to give you. So when you're writing about it or trying to sell it, talk about the result it gives you. Talk about the result. And how will that result feel emotionally, physically, spiritually, in all aspects of someone's life? You will go far, far more further than most internet marketers in the world.
That's fantastic. So now you're making $10,000 a month from just this book.
Yeah, I mean, Terry, this ebook has only been out for 90 days, or even less than 80 days. So you're talking to me just in a peak moment where we're totally expanding this, because it's growing exponentially every single day. And I can guarantee you that this will be a $1 million business within the next 10 months. I can guarantee you that. One of the things I'm doing right now is I'm working with Jay Abraham. You've known about this before. This is right now, this interview is taking place in 2004, July 2004. About two months ago, Jay Abraham started for those of you who don't know who Jay Abraham first is, Jay Abraham is one of the most fascinating internet marketers in the world. He's single-handedly turned over 10,000 companies in the world, offline businesses, online businesses, into giant multi-million dollar companies. You know, he can take a company that's making $20,000 a month, $20,000 a year, less than most people make, in day jobs. He can take a company like that, he can turn it into a $500 million company in less than a year. I mean, he's just fascinating. He's a prodigy. He's worked on the front lines of capitalism from a level that most people will never really understand. He's an enigma in marketing. And we had the chance to really sign up for a program of his, a coaching program that takes place every single 2 weeks. It started back in May.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Internet Marketing 40-Day Program. And he's coaching us every single 2 weeks, uh-huh. Toby and I, and 100 other people, how to create a multi-million dollar business. And without Jay's consent, I'm sure he wouldn't be angry with me sharing this fascinating concept with people to help other people who are listening to this interview create lots of money. Would you like to hear this concept, Terry?
Yeah, I certainly would. I'm sitting on the edge of my chair.
Yeah, most people think that, I have an internet business, but I'm really not going to make it a $1 million business. And I said before, I can guarantee you it'll be a $1 million business because I discovered this one concept. Fascinating. Most people realize, I'll make $1 million. That was our goal with Toby. We like to sell huge goals. We said we want to make $2 million with our ebook. You know, at the time we were only selling for $27. We did some price testing. It's selling for $40 right now.
Uh-huh.
And we figured, if we want to make $2 million with this ebook, we have to sell 50,000 copies of this ebook in a year.
Yep.
50,000 copies of a $20 ebook.
That's a lot.
It's very doable. It's not probably doable. If we went like a mad joint venture marketing 24/7. Marathon.
Yep, yep.
Doable. Not going to be fun though, and I probably wouldn't have the energy to do that. Not really working smart either.
Exactly.
It's working hard for your money that way.
Yeah.
How do you make $2 million with a $20 ebook? Well, there are only three ways to grow and expand any business, really. And those steps are simple. And if you're listening to this right now, you might get a piece of paper out and write these down. And again, I give full credit to Jay Abraham for this, because he's been teaching this concept all his life to people in seminars, interviews, and programs. Number one, way to increase income in your business is to increase the number of customers in your business. That's very simple, right? Mm-hmm. Number two is you increase the sale amount, the purchase amount that the person you know, makes with you every single time, whether it's your first sale, a second sale, or a recurring sale. Increase that, you know, the sale price. Basically, increase the price.
Uh-huh.
And number two is you. Number three, sorry, is you increase the price. They increase the frequency of the sale. So if you have only one product, sell that person other products.
Uh-huh.
I'm not showing you a calculator in front of you, but if you're listening and you have a piece of paper, write these numbers down. You're going to create an equation. I mean, take my business for an example right now. Say I only get 200 customers. So write down 200. Multiply that by the price of $37 right now,
mm-hmm.
and multiply that by one. You will get, from the top of my head, you will get $7,400, $7,400 per month, the American dollars,
uh-huh.
in sales from 200 customers at $37 price at one sale.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the fascinating concept. You can take any three of these ways to increase income and increase them and increase your business, and you'll increase your business by a slight amount. But if you increase all three of these concepts,
uh-huh.
at the same time by a very little amount, you'll create lots and lots of money because your business will grow exponentially. And I'll show you how that works right now. Take that same equation right now and cross out the numbers. Put a different number. Say I only increase. I did some internet marketing better in my second month. Instead of getting 200 customers, I got 220 customers.
Uh-huh.
Then say I created an upsell package in my website, and I upsold someone a basic package for $37, but I also put in the two other packages for $57 and $67 for my ebook, like an hourly version of the ebook, something that improves it, for example.
Uh-huh.
And say my average sale price is right now increased to $57 for each sale. So that's 220 times 57.
Uh-huh.
Times. Now let's say this is the third factor of this equation. I thought with myself, you know, and I looked for I created another product. I sold, for example, right now, this is what I'm going to do in the future. I'm selling them a book. I'm selling the customers an ebook, the Power of Sleep ebook, the first day. And say 1 month later, I sell my customers a pillow or like a special pillow or with fabricated specially to increase the quality of your sleep. Let's say an average of 100 customers, or most of my customers bought that pillow because they really trusted me and I had a great relationship with them.
Uh-huh.
Right. So the equation stands at this right now: 220 customers multiplied by $57 price, and multiply that by two because my pillow and my other product that I'm going to sell later on, a month later, is around the same price.
Okay.
So 220 times 57 times two. How much profit are you making right now per month?
25.
You're making around $30,000 in profit.
Yep. 25,000
From the same amount of customers, but you just did some, you know, like a little bit of work to make that look better. That's how you make $1 million, because if you take that same equation, and if I only plug in four other products here, or, you know, three other products at a similar price,
uh-huh.
our profits will stand at over $1 million from only 200 customers per month. Now, how does this really work? Is it really that simple? Well, it works because most people don't realize that when you have an internet business, or whenever you have customers, whenever you have a relationship with someone that has bought from you before, they will buy from you again and again and again, as long as you deliver promising and great results in their life, they will trust you. The hardest sale to make is the first sale with the customers. After that, they've already paid your money. They've already put their trust in you. Your ability to sell them products goes through the roof as long as you keep a good relationship with your customers. That's why you can keep selling the products. So I'll take one customer that bought from me a $37 ebook. I'm going to sell them another $57 package with a pillow or something very interesting that will improve their life.
Uh-huh.
I'll sell them a $100 product later on. I'll sell them a $200 product, a $500 product, maybe a $1,000 or $2,000 seminar or coaching session with one of my coaches that I'm working together right now, life coaches, because my business is self-improvement. I'm improving lives with a self-improvement product. Anybody that buys my product automatically qualifies them themselves, qualifies themselves to receive other self-improvement products. They want to improve their life. So I'm going to sell them weight loss information. I'm going to sell them quit smoking information. I'm going to sell them relationship information. I'm going to sell them information on how to get rid of headaches, how to get rid of frustration, how to get rid of weight, lose their weight, how to improve their life, how to achieve their goals, how to get financial freedom. I'm qualified to give them that information because I'm living it.
Now you are, yes.
Yes, now I am. So I'm going to sell them a bunch of other products, and it's going to improve their life. Again, most people look at this and they'll go, oh, you're just trying to sell people more things and trying to get rich. Don't think of it that way. That'll limit you from wealth. That'll limit you from success. That'll keep you from succeeding and having a wonderful success because you're limiting yourself in the way that you're seeing it as selling people things. Again, you're not selling anybody anything. You're supporting them and you're giving them results in their life. So that if you're not giving them other products, if you're on the internet right now and you're selling, and you're listening to this interview and you're selling an ebook, and you're not selling them any other products, you're not selling your customers any other products, you're doing your customers a disservice because they're trusting you with their money and they put their faith in you and you're not giving them any more information. So you're doing a disservice to them and you're doing a disservice to yourself because you're losing a whole bunch of money on the table. Wow, that was a long rant, but that's really, I'm glad I got that off my chest because that will definitely help a lot of people, Terry.
That is fantastic information. Absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd just like to kind of step just one step backwards. Now you created your ebook and then you decided that basically the only or the main marketing that you're going to do is use Google AdWords. Is that right?
Okay, so let's backtrack to
just a tad. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can definitely not. I'll recommend an interview a very good book on Google AdWords.
Huh?
First, what is Google AdWords? Google AdWords. There's really fundamentally only four ways. Four ways to get traffic into your business, and those four ways are: number one, pay-per-click traffic; mm-hmm. number two, search engine traffic; mm-hmm. number three is creating your own affiliate program; and number four is creating joint ventures. And again, any one of these can fuel your business into a multi-million-dollar company if you just take one thing and do it once at a time and do it fully 100%.
Uh-huh.
So if you get into joint venture marketing, you do joint ventures and just do joint ventures alone. You might, get someone else to help you out with some other stuff very, very lightly just to test it, but put all your efforts into joint ventures because most people will leverage, most people don't know what leverage means. They take all their focus and they spread it along all ways in their internet business, and it's why they're unsuccessful. What we did is we focused primarily on pay-per-click traffic.
Okay.
So we focused on trying to create traffic through pay-per-click.
Mm-hmm.
There's two pay-per-click engines on the internet right now. There's Google AdWords, which is very popular right now. It's getting more popular. And there's Overture.com. Overture.com runs Yahoo, runs MSN, a lot of other search engines I can't name off the top of my head. Sorry, but backtrack a bit to pay-per-click. Pay-per-click is basically paying for traffic, where you're paying you're bidding for a keyword, for example. If I bid for the keyword insomnia, I will bid 10 cents for the keyword, and Overture, Google, will put me on a pay-per-click list for that keyword.
Uh-huh.
If you're in Google, you receive a pay-per-click list on the right side when you're searching. You see your search results on the left, and you see some results on the right,
uh-huh.
and you'll see the Google AdWords, and that's where pay-per-click goes. So the higher your bid, the higher your ranking will be on that pay-per-click. So you don't have to spend months and weeks trying to get search engine rankings by submitting your pages to them. You can just get pay-per-click traffic.
Uh-huh.
By having your keyword, you're having your advertising on that keyword online very quickly. On Google AdWords, is within 1 hour. Now, the difference between Overture and Google AdWords is that Overture is a public company, which isn't. I'm not very fond. I mean, I will not badmouth them. It does work for a lot of people. It hasn't worked for us. So far from Overture, we have we have one sale from Overture, and we had over 600 sales from Google AdWords. It's a big difference, okay? So it didn't really work for us because my defense for that would be that Google is a much different engine. People that use Google are much more sophisticated internet users. I mean, they're used to buying. If someone comes from you, from Google, they will most likely, they have a high chance of purchasing something from your website because they're very sophisticated buyers. Most people that use Google have bought from Google before. They've used eBay, and they're not really scared about using the credit card online, so you have a higher success rate from Google.
Okay.
Fantastic. So, yeah, back to your question. Yeah, we started using Google AdWords,
uh-huh.
and we're very successful at creating very minimal traffic. Just 200 unique visitors per day on average, still to this day, is generating us from 10 to 20 sales every single day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how did you, you mentioned that you, there was some book that you knew about Google AdWords.
Oh, yes, yes, sorry. I'm getting off track here.
No, that's quite okay.
The book I would highly recommend, we started using Google AdWords, and we were only getting, as I said, 3 sales, 5 sales per day from Google AdWords, because we started off at very low traffic, like 30 or 50 clicks per day. I read this book, and it totally blew my mind away what I didn't know about Google AdWords. There's an expert in Google AdWords and all kinds of pay-per-click things, and he's a phenomenal marketing, internet marketing expert I would highly recommend. Perry Marshall, that's the name, is one of the most popular and esteemed Google AdWords experts in North America.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, there's actually an expert on Google AdWords that you want to actually read about. Again, that name is Perry Marshall. It's P-E-R-R-Y. Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. And I believe you can just go to perrymarshall.com and buy his book. It's called The Definite Guide to Google AdWords,
okay.
Something like that. It's only an 80-page ebook, but it'll blow you away at how easy it is to create an internet business. Because the beauty of it is, in Google AdWords, you can advertise on a keyword, you can set up your ad, and you will have it running literally within 30 seconds. Traffic will be highly laser-targeted traffic will be pumping into your website within minutes of you putting up your ad. But only if you do it right. You know, most people don't experience that result. You know, their ads get suspended, they get disabled,
yep.
And they go, oh my God, Google doesn't work. It does work if you do it the right way. So again, read Perry's book. He'll definitely blow you away in how to use Google AdWords properly.
And that's fantastic.
And, a lot of the concepts are very basic, like testing your ads, for instance, one of the concepts Perry teaches.
Yeah.
And just the way you write your copy, there are a few minute things people don't know about how to write copy on Google AdWords, which really creates a big difference in your results. That's that.
So how did you start then? I mean, you didn't start with the book, but you had good results right from the beginning anyway. I just put up
a very crappy, very... very choppy ad, because our whole thing, Kerry, was, again, Toby and I wanted results, and we also wanted momentum. So we said, let's do this. Let's not think about this. Let's just put up whatever ad or whatever. We advertised in about 300 keywords, just insomnia, how to sleep less. Very, 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 very targeted, you know. Again, you want to target the keywords, and then market, they'll buy your book. So we made a list of keywords that would possibly buy your book, but that had problems with sleeping disorders, and we advertised them those. We optimized that. We put up a very choppy ad, like I believe the headline of the ad was "How to Sleep Less," and I got two lines below that on Google AdWords there, "How to Reduce Your Sleep and Have More Energy in Your Life." That was it, and then people clicked on that, and we got results from that, sales from that.
Beautiful.
It really is that simple.
Now, Google AdWords being pay-per-click and whatnot, is that not a risky type of thing for some people to try? I mean, can you not lose a lot of money if you're actually
the beauty about Google AdWords and the difference between Overture, I would say yes, you can lose lots of money because they don't have most of the safety capabilities. But Google, again, it's so fast because your ads will be running, right away, but you won't be able to monitor the results. And it's kind of like a stock market. You have a stop loss.
Uh-huh.
Basically, you set a limit. If you only want to spend $5 per day on your advertising, then do that, and you can have a limit. And Google will only charge you $5 for your advertising. The second you spend more than $5, or Google charges you more than $5. $5 of traffic, a 10 cents per click, that'll be 50 visitors for you, right?
Yeah.
50 visitors at your website. That's $5 per day. The moment you get 50 visitors, Google will stop your ads for that 24-hour period. It's beautiful, and you will not lose lots of money unless you don't set your stop loss. It's kind of impossible not to do because Google reminds you to do that. So again, the beauty is, instead, people might go, I don't want to spend money on advertising, that's too expensive. Well, the beauty is, it's so highly targeted. Here's the other thing. I mean, to tell you, when someone clicks on your ad from a Google AdWord, they are highly targeted and qualified buyers. They're buyers because when they're clicking on it, most people know that those are advertisements or something that's going to be sold to them. When they click on that ad, they kind of know, they expect, they don't know, I wouldn't say they know, but they expect to be tried to sold something. So they're coming to your website already expecting to be sold something. That's very good. Most people don't like being sold on the internet. They think, I want to buy anything, I don't want to use my credit card. But people that click on Google AdWords, it tells you two things about those visitors. They're expecting to be sold something, and they are genuinely interested in your product or in the solution that you offer. Because most people don't click on the things that are right. They click on the main results. But if they have not found what they're looking for on the left side of the Google AdWords, and they clicked on your ad on the right, that also tells you something, that they're passionately looking for your product.
So they're coming to your website in the correct mindset.
Yeah,
in the correct mindset for you to make a sale.
Yeah, correct mindset for me to make a sale, a correct mindset for them to help their own lives by buying my product.
So do you, on your website then, do you have some way to capture people's contact details if they don't buy your product?
Yeah, that's one of the most, I'm glad you mentioned that. One of the toughest things to really get across to someone is you have to, if you're not capturing someone's email on your website, you're literally throwing money down the toilet. You're flushing money down the toilet because most people assume, most internet marketers assume that when you're selling a product or when you're promoting a website, if someone comes to your website, they only see your website in front of them. They'll think, oh my gosh, should I buy this product? That's not true. People have a barrage and a whole array of other buying decisions on that day, and they have a whole bunch of problems in their life. You know, they're thinking about their dog and their wife and their boyfriend and the computer. They have car problems, and they're buying an average of, you know, two things that day. Like they might be buying a pair of shorts, a pair of jeans, buying shoes, buying food. So their money's going everywhere, and you're pitching a product. You get a chance, you know, you get a 3-minute chance or a 2-minute chance, even less than that, a 60-second chance to pitch a product in this person's life, you know, versus all these problems that they have. Huh? Chances are you're not going to be successful because it's not enough time. So it's your duty to capture their email address and follow up with them day by day, week by week, get them back to your website, get them to trust you more, get them to have more credibility with you so they trust you and they think your product is good. And it keeps reminding them of where they came. You know, the first time they come, they may only spend 15 seconds on your website, but they might sign up for your newsletter or give